something inside so strong.
Labby Siffrey, Something Inside So Strong. So, we've covered the Chief Executive Officer for the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, Nigel Pullings, Fantastic Countryside Live event. Also, Sarah Bullimore with respect to World's Words. Sarah Chase from Frankfurt am Main in Germany. Cameron Tilbury live from Nashville, of course, with Mike Dooley reporting there from Florida. And normally, we'd kind of at this time go live to Los Angeles to connect with Phil Leonis to find out what delights he's been doing and find out for him to summate the show and kind of just sum up various other bits of pieces. So Phil is actually in Salem, Oregon this week. That's not Massachusetts, Salem, Oregon, for another screening of The Truth Is Out There. So stepping purposefully into the gap that's left, there's a young lady who's an ace director, although as yet she still hasn't managed to press the right buttons to actually get the thing to be listened and played online. We're gonna have, nevertheless, with a whole range of things, and she is coming to Lincoln in a week and a bit's time to take part in the Frequency Festival. We say, Ilana Rain, are you there?
I am, Alex. Yes, I think it's some deliberate
conspiracy
glitch that's happening.
As I say, I'll give you a short tutorial when you're actually here in Lincoln, and we'll go through that. So you never, hopefully, you know, no matter what parts of Arizona you find yourself in, you'll be happily sort of connected with respect to the midweek drive. Because I feel as obviously you come into the show, you might bring your own unique magic to the whole package, but sometimes it's nice to contextualize. And yes, you can listen to the interviews, most of them available on podcasts, but it's not necessarily as live from that. But you know, whatever, it carries on. Anyway, Ilana, you are coming to Lincoln, as we mentioned, part of the Frequency Festival. We have in the studio Dave Kenyon, who's been sowing gentle seeds about the magical exhibition that he's putting on. Starting tomorrow, Dave, is that right?
I'm not kicking off the festival. I'm just saying to people who are at the university, it's going to be there and working from the evening before Frequency 2011 actually officially starts.
People who are not at the university can obviously come and see it as well, can't they?
They can, but I don't want to steal the thunder of the actual start of the proper festival, because apart from anything else, I'm just fringe.
Fringe, central base, etc. Obviously in pride of place at the collection in Lincoln, I believe. Is it 2:30 or thereabouts on the afternoon of the Saturday, the 29th of October? We have the screening in Lincoln of We Are All Cylons. Share with us, Ilana, why should Jodie and Emily and the whole team actually make huge treks to actually be there? Otherwise, their entire social life will just go to pot.
Well, first of all, I'll be there, so it'd be fabulous to meet everyone. And it's going to look great. I'm going to bring the Blu-ray, which is meant to be seen on. So, and I imagine they have fantastic projection there based on the level of the quality of work I've been seeing on the net. So it's going to look the way it should look. That's my hope. So, and also I'd really like to just engage in discussion with people. That's one of my favorite things about going to these screenings at the festival, to be able to talk with people and get feedback and just discuss lots of different things. Usually the conversations end up going off on some pretty cool tangents having to do with tech and come on over and meet. I mean, your trip can't be nearly as long as my trip is going to be.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you can whinge about sort of travelling up to Louth for a World's Words Festival. There's Ilana. She's travelling across continents, you know, from Arizona to Lincoln to actually be with us from that point of view. So genius stuff in terms of that's concerned. Dave, I asked you, had you seen the remake of Battlestar Galactica? You'd seen some of the areas. Any questions you'd like to put to Ilana about what exactly We Are All Cylons, which is a kind of uniform thing? We've just heard from Mike Dooley about, you know, we have the illusions of reality, etc. This thing here saying, ultimately, you know, maybe we're all just robotic technical people.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, we're both wearing spectacles at the moment, but at least lights aren't flashing around our eyeballs, are they?
And I'm not going zzz, zzz,
yeah, exactly.
At least
exactly.
Not that I'm aware of. Last week, of course.
Ilana, yes, fill us in on this. It sounds fascinating.
You mean fill you in about the film, or...?
Yeah, what sense are we all Cylons? Or is that giving too much away?
Well, basically, I started the film as a way to artistically work through a bit of an obsession I had with this show. It resonated with me on a very profound level, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And I began to think that the creators of the show had programmed some sort of message into the show itself, because everyone else I had encountered who'd watched the series had a very strong feeling towards it. So that just began making me think about technology and transmissions and media and the power of media and how we're at this crossroads in human development in terms of our relationship with technology and our fusing and dependence on technology, that I came up with the title We're All Cylons, because you have to see the show and understand the ending to see what happens and get it on that level, but many people who've never seen Battlestar Galactica understand my film, and I made it so that people who've never seen the show will get it and connect with the message that technology is encroaching on us, and that perhaps eventually we will be fusing completely with these machines, and the fiction of it represents that.
Indeed, as you recently pointed out in an email you sent to me, one of the artists has actually started getting tattoos with sort of Cylon imagery put together as well. So
this is really fascinating. Oh. One of the fans I interviewed actors from the show, fans who costume, and fans who don't costume, like a neurologist, a professor, people who are just very intellectually connected with the show. But the costumers, they're connected with the show on a deeply emotional level. And this woman, she just posted a photograph of a tattoo in progress of a Cylon sign glowing red laid over the entire length of her spine. And I'm kind of in awe of what I'm seeing. This is not her first tattoo.
I wouldn't want to encourage our listener to actually try that, particularly if it's self-inflicted. It could be a little bit dangerous. In the studio, Ilana, we have two fine folk who actually were forced by me during the writing progress module in the American Studies degree last year to actually, we kind of introduced them to Battlestar Galactica. Emily, what were your thoughts on the whole series scenario?
I loved it.
And that's coming from a self-confessed hater of science fiction, is that right?
No, that was my friend. Okay. No, I was the one who got very involved. I looked it all up. I think I downloaded a few episodes and watched the first couple of series, and yeah, I loved it. I tried to get with it. Actually, I want to rewatch it. And while I was in America this time, actually, when I was in Seattle, there was a Battlestar Galactica exhibition at the EMP. And me and my friend went along to that, and that was really fun to see, like, the models and
so
things
will
like
you
that.
Be attending Ilana Raine's exhibition of We Are
now
All
Now
Cylons?
That I know about it, oh, I think I might.
Jody, same question for yourself.
I think when I took your class, it made me realise that, you know, even people who don't think they like sci-fi actually do like sci-fi. And I have to say, I really did enjoy the Battlestar Galactica that we watched in class. Mm-hmm. So
I hasten to add for anybody who was thinking, what, is that all they did? No, we didn't even see a full episode. We actually had excerpts, and they went off and did the research at home.
Sounds like a great class.
Well, you know, it was one of my favourites.
Well, there we are.
That's the delight of doing American studies, you see, as a degree.
No, you've got that sort of cultural scenario from that point of view. And clearly, already you enjoyed meeting Tallulah Rendell performing.
I certainly did last week.
The joys
great
of
show.
Fabulous Jolly Bro. Will you be there a week on Saturday, Jody? Will you be sort of supporting Ilana Raine?
Is that the 29th?
It is the 29th.
I will be there.
Good. Yeah. You see, we're building. See what we're doing here, Ilana. We're gradually building. Dave, are you going to be coming along to We Are All Cylons?
I suspect.
I'll have buttons for every one of you. I'll have special buttons I'm going to hold and reserve for you.
I think it's almost certain.
Yeah, there we are, you see, it's all coming together. Ilana, it's been fabulous as ever, slightly shorter than normal. We will be connecting with you again. Whereabouts in Arizona are we actually speaking with you today, by the way?
I'm still in the Painted Desert, and it's gorgeous on a daily basis, just blowing my mind.
Well, excellent stuff. Well, I'm sure you won't have any difference at all when you come up to Lincoln, basically, because our Painted Desert, it's just out there.
Except you won't be able to get a mobile signal. That's the only problem.
different line, et cetera. And hopefully you'll come and see the studio and hopefully see Dave's exhibition as well, because will that still be available around on the 29th?
Well, the trouble with the 29th is it's our open day, so I think it will still be available, but tucked around the corner a bit more.
There we are. Yes, exactly. So,
well, great. I'll be there all day, and I really look forward to meeting you all.
Well, it's we always like to build
feelings
these
mutual.
Things. You know, we're sending Jodie off to Los Angeles. She's already made contacts with some of our other kind of folk. In fact, Jodie, I gather this is one for the news department, which we're going to reveal now. You may well be co-hosting ChillPackHollywood.com the hour
with
Dean Haglund and Phil Leonis.
Indeed, I'm just waiting on the confirmation of that. Yeah, so hopefully, I haven't announced it under embargo. But you know,
teasing the thing through, we'll sort that thing through.
Yeah,
as you know, Phil's in Salem, Oregon, so he might be listening online if he is. Well done, Phil. We'll be back with you next week, and I'm feeling a lot better. So great stuff on that point of view. Ilana, I trust you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today.
I did, Alex. Thank you.
Are you up for joining us again possibly next week? We might squeeze you in, or we might certainly. You'll be back. You will return. That's the whole thing. You, Ilana Raine, you will
I
be
will
back.
I will return. With,
exactly, yes. And,
I don't know, but I'll be seeing you in person before that.
Exactly. So there we are. Ilana Raine is on her way.